God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. The word of the Lord comes unto me saying that prepare, because you're going to come into a season of liberty, a season of freedom. And as you begin to move into a season of new opportunities and embrace new leadership, you're going to come into a season of blessings. For the Lord says unto thee that I'm going to touch thee, and you're going to see favor, and God's going to bless you in an amazing way, and you're going to see that you're going to strive and you're going to move forward. For I heard God says opportunities are about to show up for thee, and you're going to see that you're going to soar. For the Lord says, I touch thee and I shall do a new thing in thee, and you will know that I am with thee. For favor shall visit thee, for life is about to glow, and the Spirit, the giver of gifts and favor, shall crown thee, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For the tide is now running in your favor. And it seems like people in authority will also see to it to help you get ahead. For the Lord says, if you do anything of a legal matter or something surrounding property or papers or contracts, the Lord says between now and the end of October, make sure you have someone with some credible references to be able to look at them, or an attorney or a lawyer. It seems as if the Lord says, I bring forth thee into a season where it seems like real estate to have appear bit has been on your mind, and yet God says all shall begin to work out for you concerning that. Oh, God said, this is a season of foundation. This is a season where the Lord says unto thee that he is securing some things in this season, and you're going to know that God is with thee. So the Lord says, prepare for a major shifting that is happening in this hour, and yea, even in this season. I also feel that God is going to be touching matters concerning the heart and love and things of that nature between now and the end of October. You're in a season and a time where you're going to start some new things, because the Lord says, I'm going to expand your horizons. I see travel. I see study. And yet with all of this change, you're going to find that you're going to be stepping into a new chapter, for a new chapter for you is beginning, saith the Spirit of the Most High. I want you to circle October the 8th, because it seems as if it's going to bring some sudden and unexpected insights and news, maybe concerning education or something of that nature, or maybe even travel. Circle the 23rd as well, because that's going to usher in some new opportunities in your home life, and that is the word of the Lord.
Blessings. I hear the word of the Lord saying to you in this month of September that this is an awesome season to begin to dream the bigger dream. So I heard Father God saying you're going to begin to move into those dreams and desires that you've been placing on the back burner and bring them to the forefront. I hear Father God saying you're on fire in this season. So Father God says the fire of God, the Spirit of the living God, is dwelling up in you in a new way. Father God says this is the month that you shall inspire yourself as well as others. I hear Father God saying this is the season when you're going to come into a favorable situation concerning partnership and teamwork. So I hear Father God saying teamwork makes the dream work. So I hear Father God saying new communicational skills. For Father God says this is the season where you're growing stronger in communication. And I hear Father God say what you mean and mean what you say. I hear Father God saying do look back. And Father God says don't consult man. Father God says, make up your mind and stand by your choices. I also hear Father God saying, review your documentation. For Father God says, dot every I, cross every T, make sure your records are in proper order in this season. I do hear Father God saying, this is the season to even seek financial advice. For I heard Father God saying, wise financial counsel. Father God says, ask more questions in this season and don't take things at face value. And I also just hear Father God saying this is the season where private things, be mindful of private information, because I hear Father God saying this is the season where secrets are apt to be revealed in this season. I hear Father God saying this is the season where you're going to even begin to take the opportunity. I hear Father God saying educational favor. Father God says this is the season to seek out any educational matters that you've been desiring. I hear Father God saying this is the season where destiny and purpose is coming together in a new way. And I hear Father God saying this is the season to flow. Father God says do not argue. Do not allow yourself to be brought into anyone else's confusion in this season. Father God saying peace is your portion in this season. I also hear Father God saying get the medical physical, because Father God saying this is the season when you're going to begin to initiate the steps to better your health in this season. And I hear Father God saying, pay attention to your diet. God says, new dietary habits, eat properly, think properly, and get enough rest in this season. For Father God says, this is the season where you're going to be moving in a new way to achieve optimum health and wellness. And that is the word of the Lord. Pay attention to your diet and pay attention to your body in this season. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Viola. Sister Viola, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that you're going to higher heights in Him. God says doors shall fly open for you. I'm hearing God say that there's going to be much release. God says much release and much relaxation. God says that He's empowering you in this season. I'm hearing God say for you to remove all hesitancy, for God says for you shall go forth. God says that there's much that you shall share with others. I'm hearing God say that you have a voice, and that voice shall be heard, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Viola. I hear God saying that this is a season that the dream shall live. God says the dream shall live and not die. God says you're going to walk forth in boldness and in great strength. And God says the manifestation of your desires and even the dreams that you had from past 3 to 5 years, God says He's going to begin to resurrect them, and they are going to manifest, God says, as you begin to walk forward. And you will see the progress, and you will see the manifestation of them, for they shall live and not die. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Viola. I hear Father God saying this is the season to look beyond what's being presented. I hear Father God saying this is the season of many new decisions and many new crossroads. I hear Father God saying this is the season where you're going to launch. I hear Father God saying, get on your mark, get set, get ready to take off. I hear Father God saying, launch the businesses in this season. I do hear Father God saying, multiple streams of income. Father God says, don't make any hasty decisions on woman God's tour. There is a season of a blessing for you. God says, time is on your side, and He does have your back. Now, Father God says, stop worrying about the family. I see you worrying about a young man. I hear Father God saying, stop worrying. But Father God says all things are coming together for the family's good. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. Sister Viola, thank you, woman of God, for the miracle seed of $50. No, woman of God, that you're stepping into a season of grace, a season of favor, and a season of opportunities. And you're going to begin to find that God's going to cause you to come into a season of wise decisions. And you're going to make wise decisions that shall cause you to prosper. I'm seeing some possible trip during the next 30 to 90 days. For the Lord says, I remove the worry, I remove the fear, and I remove the uncertainty. And you're going to find, woman of God, that the Spirit of the Lord shall lead thee and guide thee. For you will see that you will walk into a path of high wisdom, a path of high integrity. And you're going to discover, woman of God, that you're going to begin to resolve some things. And as you begin to resolve and deal with some things, you're going to come into a time of success and favor, particularly something concerning a person or situation in your life. For the Lord said, there's a strong anointing that is upon your life, yea, even in this hour and even in this season. That shall bring success in speaking and talking and writing and things of that nature. And you're going to find, woman of God, that the Spirit shall move upon thee. For I heard the Lord say, woman of God, that this is your hour and this is your season of a great start. This is your hour and this is a season where the Lord says, I touch your body from the inside out. And you're going to begin to see that change that shall be coming your way for the next 12 to 18 months. But you will prosper and you will rise to the top. For the Lord says, you're in the midst of a transition, but out of the transition, God's going to touch your whole life, and you're going to come into a time of some favorable things. For the Lord says, change is coming, and it is going to favor thee, and it is going to bless thee. And you're going to see, woman of God, that for the next 13 to 18 months shall be a time of favor, a time of opportunities. For the Lord says, I shall be with thee, and I shall guide thee, and I shall heal thee, and I shall restore even thy health. God bless you, Sister Viola. Thank you for this seed. For God shall cause you to come into a time of grace, favor, and abundance. And you're going to find, woman of God, that you're going to be doing a lot of speaking and a lot of teaching. The arch, the arch, the arch. shall be very favorable for thee. The arch. Right, woman of God. Right, right, right. I see you writing. I see fashion around. I don't know why I'm hearing. Now I'm hearing the word fashion. But I see you like almost in the arts, and you could have been in theater, but you're going to do some things surrounding children. Consider writing or doing something, or I don't know what this is, clothing or something surrounding children, for it shall favor thee, and it shall surely bless thee, saith the Spirit of the Lord.